Hello, my name is Shamika. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911.
Okay, no, I'm not having a medical emergency. I just have a question.
Yes.
I'm 68 years old. Am I even eligible to call the scheduling hotline?
Okay, ma'am. At that moment, they pre-registered you anyone.
Okay, so even though I'm just over 65 and not over 75, they will put me on a list of people that's appropriate for me?
All they do is pre-register you, yes.
Okay, so I should keep trying to call. Do you know how long the hold time is on the phone? What should I be prepared for?
No, ma'am, I don't. I didn't even know they had a whole high call volume.
Oh, well, online it said that they were experiencing difficulty 3 days ago, and I don't know if that's still the case. And
Have you tried doing it online?
No, I have not. Is that easier?
Most people say they tried doing it online and they didn't have problems, but some people say they didn't want to take their email, so I'm not exactly sure. But you can try the email.
Okay.
I mean, the website, if you think the whole time would be long.
Well, I have it, alabamapublichealth.gov notify.
Alabama Department of Public Health? Oh, you got alabamapublichealth.gov?
Yeah, the recording said alabamapublichealth.gov/notify. Is that wrong?
Well, all the websites that I know is ADPH.org or CDC.gov.
ADPH. That's Alabama Department of Public Health.org.
Or CDC.gov. I'm not sure what CDC stands for.
Communicable Disease Control.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Okay. I guess
but
I
if
have
you
any
don't,
other questions for you.
If you don't feel comfortable with the, you can always still call though, you know, because you want to make sure that you get an appointment. So I would just, you know, I would maybe call first and see. Oh, because it might not be a wait, or the call volume might have decreased. Do you have the number already?
What I have is 1-855-566-5333.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I do have it. Okay. Well, I guess I wanted to make sure I had the correct information about what to call and who was eligible, because I do not want to clog up their phone lines if I'm not
eligible.
Yeah,
they tell, because a lot of people were saying 675, but they was also stated, they was like, you pre-register anyone. People calling in registering their kids. So,
okay.
You know, if they doing their kids, I know I'm quite sure you can do you.
I did hear, and from information online, that Foley, the OWA Center in Foley, is going to open it up on February 8th to people
mm-hmm.
over 65. But I am on medication, and I can't sit in the car for hours and hours. So
yeah, they did say February 8th they're going to open up people 65 and older. We had those calls coming in today too. So
okay.
Yeah, we've been a little busy. Our volume has been high though.
Okay. Okay. Well, I will not keep you then.
You're okay,
you
ma'am.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Enjoy your day.
Okay. You too.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.